President Bush has welcomed the election of a new Palestinian president. In a statement yesterday, just after the polls closed, the president called the election of Mahmoud Abbas a historic day for the Palestinian people. Joining me to discuss the next stage in U.S.-Palestinian relations is David Mack. He's vice president of the Middle East Institute in Washington and a former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The president said that the United States stands ready to help the Palestinian people achieve an independent state. What specific actions is Washington expected to take?
The United States is going to have to be very supportive, along with other members of the international community, of this fledgling new Palestinian government. The Palestinian Authority is going to need economic assistance. A lot of that would probably come from the European Union. It's going to need political support and assistance in training its security forces, which have been, for the most part, dismantled during these periods since the Intifada began. And that kind of assistance can best come from Arab governments.
Well, might that include something that's clearly important to Mahmoud Abbas, which is the release of Palestinian prisoners?
This is a very important gesture that Abbas has asked for. I don't think he's likely to get that to the extent he hopes, but some kind of gesture of that kind by the Israelis would be helpful at this point. But there are other ways that are perhaps even more important, such as a relief of travel restrictions in some cases that are causing really extreme hardship for the Palestinian community. One way or another, the Israelis and members of the international community, such as the United States, have to show that they are behind this government and they want to give it the benefit of the doubt, provided, of course, that it will itself take up the hard work of maintaining security and then negotiating peace.
What does Washington want from this new Palestinian leadership? What are the key things it's looking for?
Well, obviously, better governance and transparency, lack of corruption. That's the one they've been mostly talking about. In fact, I think what they're most concerned about is that the government really make an effort to try to prevent terrorist attacks on Israelis and that it show that it can be a credible partner for peace with the Israeli government.
The Bush administration has been reluctant to get involved in the Middle East peace process. Just finally, are you optimistic that it might now?
I'm more optimistic, certainly, than I was a month or so ago. I think partly because I believe that the Bush administration is running out of measures to show that it is truly committed to a process for change in this deadlocked Palestinian-Israeli problem. I think to a certain degree, the Bush administration has been searching for a way to recapture some of the moral high ground that it has lost over previous years.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
David Mack is vice president of the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C.